It's a whole new way to learn about the Browns. Visit clevelandbrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, or download BrownsCast from the iTunes store. Segura, Wilhelm, and the kid, time now to pick the games for week number 6 in the National Football League. For those of you who just joined us, the kid is currently in the lead. Matt Wilhelm in second. I am in third. But don't call it a comeback. I'm on my way back at my current pace. I will be in the lead in just 4 more weeks.
I'll give side action on that.
You shut your mouth, kid. Here we go. Houston at Jacksonville.
I got burned by him last week, but I'm going back to that well again. I'll take Jacksonville.
I will take Jacksonville as well.
Oh, guys. I'm not going to do it here. I believe in the Jaguars. Actually, you know what? I don't. Houston. Arian Foster is going to run wild. Cincinnati at Buffalo. The Bills, 3-point home underdogs.
I'm going to
Tyrod Taylor, questionable, by the way.
I'm going to call for the Cincinnati Bengals.
I believe another undefeated falls this weekend. I'll take the Buffalo Bills.
I almost did it.
Wow. All right. I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals as well right there. Denver at Cleveland, we've done. Miami at Tennessee. Tennessee, 1-point favorites at home.
I'm going to say Miami.
Dan Campbell and the Dolphins.
Ah, I want to take them too. I thought that was a chance for me to make up a game. I love the Dolphins in that game. Washington at the Jets. Jets, 6.5-point home favorites.
Jets.
See, Washington, had Washington come through last week and delivered and knocked off the Atlanta Falcons, I would have believed in them. But the way that they blew that game and then fourth quarter collapse. Fourth down they gave up, and then the pick six in overtime.
I don't think we asked for a dissertation. We just want to know who you're going to pick.
Hey! That's why I'm saying it. Jets. Kansas City at the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm going to say Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Me too. Oh, this is a boy. This week is boring. Minnesota, no Jamal Charles. Chicago at Detroit. The Lions, 3-point home favorites despite being winless over the Bears.
The Lions.
I'll take the Bears.
All right. Chicago. I am going to take Chicago as well, even though it makes no sense. Why are the Lions the favorites?
Exactly. You guys go ahead and take Chicago.
Arizona at Pittsburgh. Steelers, 3.5-point home dogs.
Zona.
And I'll take Arizona, too. I'm sorry. Ben Roethlisberger, I'm going Steelers. Mike Vick, no way. Carolina at Seattle. Seattle, 7-point home favorites.
I am so tempted, but I'm not going to do it. Seattle.
I'll do it. Carolina.
All right, I'll stick with Seattle there. I like Carolina. I think that it's a good matchup for them, though, but Seattle finds a way to win. Baltimore at the 49ers.
Ugh, the stink pot game. I'll say the Niners, I guess.
I'm going to go with John Harbaugh.
The Baltimore Ravens?
Yes.
And I will take in this one the Baltimore Ravens as well. 49ers just seem to be in a little bit of disarray to me. San Diego at Green Bay.
You know why they're in disarray?
Because there's no – you got Harbaugh.
Yeah. We're all going Green Bay there next.
New England at Indiana.
New England.
And finally, Philly at the Giants.
I'm not going to change now, folks. They're getting hot. Here he comes, Chip Kelly.
Give me the G-men.
I'm taking the G-men as well. 5-point underdog. So there it is. All right, we all, Matt and I, Cleveland, the kid, Denver. Matt and the kid, Jacksonville, me, Houston. Me and the kid, Cincy, Matt, Buffalo. Everybody, Miami. Everybody, Jets. Everybody, Minnesota. Me and Wilhelm, Chicago. The kid, Detroit. Everybody on Arizona. Me and the kid on Seattle, Wilhelm on Carolina, Wilhelm and I on Baltimore, the kid on San Francisco, everybody on Green Bay, everybody on New England, and then Wilhelm and I on the Giants, the kid on Philadelphia. So a little bit of room for movement here in this game, in this week here in week number 6 as we pick the games here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Still to come, we've got the Friday forecast, 216. 516-578-0850. That is the way to get on board with us as well. 216-578-0850. The kid, don't know if you knew it yet or not. Joe Haden, Tashawn Gibson, both out for this game. Pierre Desir steps into the lineup along with Jordan Poyer, who started last week against the Ravens. I kind of like Desir's matchup against Demaryius Thomas.
I mean, unfortunately, I think Joe Haden not playing is addition by subtraction. And, you know, Poyer, I really liked his poise in the studio. We were trying to mess with him a little bit. He had nice poise under pressure. I don't mind him being in the lineup either.
Played well last week. Guy out of Oregon State, drafted as both a football player and a baseball player. Smart guy, very good instincts on the back end. Did have an interception of Marcus Mariota back in week number two that was overturned due to a penalty. But I like Jordan Poyer back there. Obviously, Tashawn Gibson got a lot of praise from the coaches, told he would be out 2 to 4 weeks with his ankle injury. It's been 2 weeks now that he has not been able to go. DeMarcus Ware officially out for this game against the Cleveland Browns. I think that is a good thing for the Browns in this one.
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing because you can't have – when you have Ware and you have Von Miller on the outside,
it's
pick your poison. You saw last week, even against the Baltimore Ravens, before Dumervil got hurt without Suggs, you were able to kind of focus on Dumervil, take him away. He was a guy who had 10 sacks already against the Cleveland Browns. The kid Robert Turbin making his debut for the Browns in this one. What are you looking forward to seeing from Turbin? Do you get him into the game, or do you just keep rolling with what you got with Crow and the Duke?
I get Duke Johnson as many touches as I can. I'd probably give Turbin a couple of Crows, maybe one series to see if he's more explosive. But I don't want it to come at the expense of Duke Johnson at all. Duke Johnson, I think, right now is becoming a modern-day Darren Sproles.
I believe that he's becoming that kind of a pass-catching threat over the last 2 weeks. 15 catches, most among all running backs. 140 receiving yards, second most among all running backs. The kid, are you in like a hurricane out there?
I'm trying to load up the RV. Hold on, let me get back in the car.
Why don't you go ahead and load up the RV then, and we'll call you back for the Friday forecast in a few minutes. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Our guy behind enemy lines, he says, I'd be nuts to pick the Browns without DeGuarantee in this defense. Broncos 24, Browns 21.
Ugh.
The guarantee's 2-0.
It is.
When you don't have the guarantee.
But you can't DeGuarantee every week.
You can't. They haven't won without the guarantee, though.
That's true.
It makes me a little bit nervous. Makes me a little bit nervous for the Cleveland football Browns in this one. Dino, how do you see this game going down this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be relatively – it'll be a close game, but I just think Denver will find a way with that defense to make a play in the fourth quarter, that one more play than the Browns will. 24-16.
24-16. So lots of field goals from Travis Coons.
Yes.
We like Travis Coons. We promised you earlier in the show we were going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So why don't we get to that right now? 216-578-0850. You can call us as well. We'll get the Friday forecast at the bottom of this hour. But Mike Pettine was talking about this win over Baltimore and the biggest takeaway that he had from that game. And here is what he had to say last night on the Mike Pettine Show, all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. You can get that, by the way, every Thursday night at 7 with myself and Ken Carmen. Travis Coons was there. We got some more remotes coming up, so check it out. But here's what Mike Pettine had to say about the biggest takeaway from the win over the Ravens.
How proud we are as a staff of our team's resiliency, you know, the mental toughness. I mean, you fall behind in an environment like that, 14-3, 21-9. You know, have some things go bad for you. You know, even late in the game, just our ability to hang in there, and to me, that's the sign of a developing, a maturing NFL team. That we've had some of those games go the other direction, and just our guys' will to stay in it and to win it, to me, was tremendous.
Matt, what does that say to you about this team, seeing the resiliency? And we've seen it, you know, over the entirety of Mike Pettine's tenure, come from behind victories, a team that battles back. Can momentum, you hear about, we want to keep the momentum going. In the NFL, is a week between games. Can you keep that momentum from that win going? In your experience, what's the real impact of that win?
You can. I mean, you definitely can, because you go back to maybe some of the little tweaks that you made prior to that week to make the Baltimore Ravens away game feel a little bit more special as a division football game. And you start to apply those tweaks to every game that you play. You know, it might be you do the special teams period at the beginning of practice instead of at the end. I mean, I'm talking small, little, superstitious-like tweaks that you might have made that allows the players to feel better prepared, to play, to be a little bit fresher, to be more confident in the game plan. You implement that week after week, and it becomes who you are, the way you prepare, and so on and so forth. But it is. There is a momentum gained, and in most cases, the momentum gained is confidence. Confidence in your coaches, confidence in the plan, confidence in yourself and how comfortable you are to go execute that plan regardless of the opponent, and it becomes who you are as a team.
And hopefully they can keep that going against the Denver Broncos on Sunday.
Absolutely. And again, here's Coach Pettine talking about what concerns him most about the Denver Broncos.
Well, they have Peyton Manning. I mean, that's people can talk about the, just when you start to talk about the demise of someone or how they're falling off, they turn around and get after you. So we're not concerned with the outside talk about where they are. I know what the numbers are, but each game they've played good complementary football. They have a tremendous defense. They play to it, but it's still it all starts with Peyton, and he still can decipher what you're in and get the football into his playmakers' hands, and they can do some damage. So we know we need to be on point defensively with our disguises, with our tackling, do all the little things. When you play an offense like this and a team like this overall, and I told our guys this week, is they minimize your margin for error. I'm not saying you have to play a perfect game, but you have to play extremely well to beat a team that's such as Denver coming in here undefeated.
And Matt, you talked about, facing Peyton Manning, Tom Brady was bigger for you than a division game as a defender in the National Football League. And we've asked you, now I'm going to ask head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine, how do you slow down Peyton Manning?
I think a big part of it is the chess game, the pre-snap information. Is if he knows, as all great quarterbacks, especially him, if he knows what we're in before the ball is snapped, we're in trouble. When those quarterbacks can be decisive and get the ball out of their hands to their playmakers quickly, based on the look, then that's trouble. You have to force those quarterbacks to reload, to take a second hitch in the pocket, to then all of a sudden get a little bit antsy and start to scan the field. But if they're constantly thrown to their first read, then it's going to be a long day for you.
And here's Coach Pettine talking about how do you slow down this Denver attack on defense.
We got to be mindful of where their pass rushers are and how their plan is to use them. You talk about anytime you play a team that rushes the passer that well, you have to have a variety of weapons, whether it's screens, whether it's draws, whether it's running the football, whether it's getting out quick, all those tactics to negate a pass rush. For us to think that we can just line up and drop back 51 times and have Josh just sit on a spot would be foolish. It would certainly be a long day for us if we did.
That's head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, from the Coach Pettine Show last night on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. They've got to protect Josh McCown.
Yes.
The best way to do that is, he talked about, run the football effectively, incorporate screens and draws. Do you think we'll see more screens than we've seen so far this year? Because, by the way, every time the Browns have dialed one up, it's been pretty effective.
It has. And it's going to be a part of the game plan. And that is the chess game that we're looking to. If screens have been successful against the Denver Bronco defense, how can John DeFilippo create a similar look, as you talked about, on the route to Taylor Gabriel in the game, where he just outbreak, faked like he was going out and then goes deep on that post? How can we recreate a down and distance or a formation that the Broncos have seen from the Cleveland Browns that we've done other things with, that we're now going to screen off of to catch them off guard?
And I hope that we do see that, and we saw that progression. They had saved a couple plays like that for the Baltimore Ravens, who, by the way, just inked Pro Bowl guard Marshall Yanda to a 4-year extension. Smart move by the Ravens there. But we saw that in that game. It dialed up a couple plays, including the big shot to Taylor Gabriel. Showed one action on that play action type of a play, the boot, where he was running a deep hitch. And instead, he ran the corner post, and he had the 56-yarder. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. The end of the show will be the last opportunity to call us up. Also, you can tweet your questions to Browns_daily using for any fantasy football questions. We'll get to that in the final segment. When we come back, Dino, Matt Wilhelm, myself, and the kid from the RV will be talking Friday forecast.